Now he mentions another privilege, verse 21, and having a high priest over the house of God. And that's a wonderful privilege that we have today, that we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, and that he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Now, this is a great encouragement for us, and this is very practical now. We have this privilege, and this is an invitation not only to the saved, but to the unsaved here, and some believe it's primarily to the unsaved. I think it's to both, by the way, and this is through this new way, freshly slain. The sacrifice of Christ never becomes old. And Martin Luther made this statement concerning it. He says, it seems but yesterday that Jesus died on the cross. How wonderful. Now, through that veil, when Christ dismissed his spirit, the veil of the temple was torn in two. And you and I today have a high priest that's yonder at God's right hand for us. So what are we to do? Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, our bodies washed with pure water. And this has to do, the priests were dedicated in the Aaronic priesthood, the members of the tribe of Levi. Remember, Moses did that. He sprinkled on them water, and that was the water of dedication. And their bodies, you remember, he washed them. They had to be washed. And that denoted that they were set aside for the service of God. This is, I think, a very wonderful thing for us to note here, a dedication now unto God that enables us to draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. Now, this full assurance of faith, or as some have put it, in fullness of faith, actually doesn't have anything to do with the amount of faith, but it has everything to do with the object of faith and that which is real faith, by the way. It's always the object of faith. Faith can be misplaced. You can put your faith in some individual down here and be disappointed. It's not just that you believe there's a God. That doesn't mean anything at all other than you're not an atheist. But it means that not only should you have a knowledge of it to know the way of righteousness, but that by faith you've acted upon it, real faith. That is, that you have actually received the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Now, that's been made very clear to us. He came unto his own. His own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he the right, the exousion power, to become the sons of God, even to those that don't do any more nor less than simply believe in his name. Now, faith in Christ is to receive Christ. That's what it means, to receive him. In other words, faith is action that's based on knowledge. God never asked you to take a leap in the dark. I disagree with that theologian who said faith is a leap in the dark. If it is, don't leap, friends. You may find yourself going off of a 10-story building. So don't leap in the dark. God has put knowledge. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. God has put down a foundation. No other foundation can any man lay, not which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. You get on the foundation. That's knowledge. But it's faith that puts you there. Faith is action that's based on knowledge. And that means to trust Christ personally as your Savior. Now we're told here, let us then draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, our bodies washed with pure water. That means that today you and I are a member of a priesthood. One of the great truths that John Calvin recovered was the priesthood of believers. Every believer is a priest. And you can come to God today with boldness of speech. So many people ask the preacher to pray for them, and they send in prayer requests. We follow them. We believe in it. But the thing I'm trying to say is, you have access to God. You have as much right in God's presence as I have or anyone else, because we come in the name of Christ today, and we can come by the blood of Jesus Christ. He's made this newly sacrificed way for us, and it's on that basis that we come to God.